Hi, this is Mark Wade from CenterCityCondos.com, Berkshire Hathaway Fox & Roach Realtors. In this podcast, I'd like to share some of the feedback I get when I show various buildings around the 19103 zip code. I've been a realtor in this town for 35 years, and I pretty much hear it all. So let's start with the Plaza. Generally, the feedback I get from buyers after I show them units at the Plaza, 1901 Walnut Street, is they're pleasantly surprised by the originality of a lot of the pre-war details, especially in the lobby and a lot of the units as far as the floors and the plaster walls and the moldings and details. I think most buyers are surprised, pleasantly surprised to learn when they look at the condo fees, they're pleasantly surprised to learn that since it's a co-op building, it does include taxes. Also, there seems to be a wide berth of values for, let's say, the same style unit. And that's not uncommon in buildings that are, you know, 50, 60, 70, 100 years old, whatever, because some units in the building we'll find at the Plaza are original condition and need a lot of work. And yet we'll find the exact same unit, maybe on a different floor, that's been totally redone. So we'll find a real wide berth in values for the same style units, and it always gets back to interior condition. Buyers are always pleasantly surprised by the variety of floor plans in the building and pretty much the cleanliness. I've never heard any negativity about the cleanliness of the building or the staff, management. All seem to be very good in the building, and especially for the buyers that I've sold to in the building are always commenting about how much they like living there. Staff and seems to be pretty attentive to their needs. Okay, the Murano. The Murano, when it was first built, you know, 15, 20 years ago, The complaint I would get from buyers when I'd show them the Murano was that there was no connectivity. The area was a kind of a dead area, if you will. Well, I never hear that any longer. The buildup in between, let's say, Rittenhouse Square and 2101 Market Street has been built up so much that I never get the lack of connectivity argument, if you will, or complaint out of buyers. I think buyers are pleasantly surprised definitely pleasantly surprised by the value growth in the building over the years and the popularity of the building. Again, when the building was first built, it went to auction. The 20 of the units in there went to auction because the building was having, like a lot of buildings at the time, was having a problem selling. So they had an auction, and from there, the building just kind of took off. I'm always hearing from buyers that they're not pleasantly surprised, they're just appreciative of the cleanliness of the building, of like the gym and the pool area. They always ask, they're always pleasantly surprised by just the proximity to Penn, the straight line, direct line down Market Street to Penn. If I ever hear any negatives about the Murano, it's silly. Everyone always says, why is the blue carpet in the bedroom rippled? I don't know if you've ever seen a unit in the building that has the original blue carpeting. It all seems to be rippled. Super minor complaint, but I hear it all the time. I have had two buyers that walked into the management office and then walked back out not happy. I guess, I don't know if they weren't treated well, they didn't get the response they wanted, but I've had two buyers walk into the management office and turn around and walk back out and with not a happy look on their face. Anyway, so all in all, I think the Murano is appreciated only due to a variety of factors, primarily around its connectivity that it has today that it didn't have 20 years ago. Anyway, I'm rambling here. One more, 23 South 23rd Street. Here's what my buyers say. They're always happy. They seem, the front desk staff is always very nice. They're more seat fillers than they are concierge, but for some reason, they're always very nice, especially to new buyers who come in and realtors who are showing the property. It's always a nice welcoming feel when you get there. I think buyers are surprised when they go up in the elevators and they see the courtyard in the middle. They have no idea that it's such a beautiful, serene interior courtyard in there. Dollar per square foot, very good in the building. Buyers are always commenting on the rambling spaces. A lot of the units there are just huge and provide what a lot of buildings in town don't have, and that's just rambling spaces in some of the bigger units. Proximity to Penn, the new giant. When the building was first built, I mean, there really wasn't a lot around in that area, you know, 8 o'clock at night, and it was very quiet in that neighborhood. Not so much anymore, especially then we have the giant food market that came in a block or two away. A lot more activity in the neighborhood. Negatives, what do I hear negative about 23 South 23rd? The horrible, horrible fluorescent lighting fixtures in the kitchens. If people still have those in their units, the buyers walk in, they look at that, and they just start talking about how unattractive the, I know it sounds silly, but I hear on every time I see one of those cheap lighting fixtures in the kitchens, those fluorescent ones, buyers are always commenting on them. I'm sorry, but they just do. Any other negative? Buyers, you know, they look at the hallways and like, oh, maybe the hallways need to be redone. The hallways are original condition from about 20 years ago. And I'm sure this is from what I know, the board is a strong board. They're very proactive. And that's probably one of their next things on the list. But one negative I do get from buyers is they're not real dazzled by the hallways, the look of the hallways, the carpet, the wallpaper, paint, whatever. So anyway, this is Mark Wade, CenterCityCondos.com, just sharing some feedback, relevant and irrelevant feedback that I get from buyers when I show them condos around the 19103 zip code. Any questions, comments, or concerns, pick up the telephone, push the buttons on the front of it, 267-237-3404. I welcome your feedback. Thank you.